Scientific American magazine reported that the new medium of radio would soon be used to broadcast music. However, they didn't foresee radio being used to broadcast cheesy almanac bits with lame jokes about what happened on this day in history. Have a great October 1st, the greatest day ever.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
News. I'm Lillian Woo. The Commission on Presidential Debate is considering changes after the first face-off Tuesday night was widely criticized as chaotic. Those same attacks heard on the campaign trail the next day.
The battleground state of Minnesota, President Trump doubled down.
He held Joe Biden accountable for his 47 years of lies.
On his own campaign stops in Pennsylvania and Ohio, Joe Biden did the same, calling the debate a national embarrassment.
This president has breathed hate and division.
The vice presidential nominees will have their own chance to battle it out on the debate stage next week.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. And first-time claims for jobless help last week coming in at 837,000. That is lower than the expected 850,000. The Labor Department releases the September employment report tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Am I not right?
For shizzle.
Talk 93 Lawn FM, WACV at 8:03. Hey! We had a great turnout last night at Baumhauer's. I want to thank everybody that came. And the celebrant last night, the guy we feted, was Mr. Eddie Bader for his birthday. And that celebration continues all week into Friday afternoon's happy hour. If you missed the winning word earlier, we'll have that. Meanwhile, while I'm mentioning Eddie, he's got some great new listings. You know, if you're contemplating putting your house on the market, you want somebody who's going to take that listing seriously and literally work every waking minute to try and find a way to get it seen and sold and get you a good price. And I'm happy to report that Eddie Bader, 322-0662, is the kind of realtor who manages to get multiple bids. He's sold quite a few properties this year at higher than the initial asking price, and that includes mine. You know, it's not just a matter of selling a property. It's getting advice, because I was ready to let my old house go a couple of years ago, and all I really wanted was to get out of it clean.
Right.
Because I bought the place just before the market crash in 2008. So I was already, I was down about, almost $20,000 from what I paid. That's my luck with real estate. Anyway, Eddie said, why don't you let the Goodson Group, that's who he works for, he's a realtor for Bo Goodson and that great team, they manage the property. I didn't have to lift a finger. They took care of everything. I got a check every month to cover the payment I had to make on the house. And he said, just wait, because values are coming back. And boy, am I glad I took that advice. That really, really helped in the end. He really knows his stuff. He's high energy. He's great to work with. And the little things, the little details about, you know, after the inspection when we need that, but they took care of all of it. That's Eddie. He wants the job done, and he wants you to not break a sweat in the process. Call him at 322-0662. Eddie Bader, Realtor, Goodson Group. You can look him up on Facebook at 805.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Very pleasant morning out there. It's going to be a warmer day today, warmer than yesterday. We'll be in the low 80s today, but that's before the leading edge of the second cool front of the week moves through, and that will deliver some pleasantly cooler temperatures tonight with clear skies, overnight low 53, that full moon, that full hunter's moon rising at 647 tonight. Boy, it was bright this morning. Tomorrow, just pleasant. High temperature in the low 70s. It's Friday. Nice breeze, low humidity, sunshine. Jacket weather tomorrow night, lows in the upper 40s by dawn Saturday morning. Sunday, just perfect. Sunshine, high around 78 with very low humidity. I don't think you'll see a cloud in the sky. Monday, nearly carbon copy of Sunday, and then this extended period of nice weather continues well into next week. I love this time of the year. It's going to be a great football feeling type weekend out there. Right now this morning we have 59 degrees already with mostly clear skies at 807.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
As the captain, that's what you guys tell me I am. As the captain of this morning show, I am dismissing Mr. Thomas.
Thank you.
I actually suggested initially that if you can get through our TV segment, take off. This man has been through it. On top of that, navigating us through tropical storms and weather with these migraines.
It's
and
cluster headaches. So it's time for me to go to the heavy artillery medication, which is what I'm going to do. And thank you very much, guys. I appreciate you.
We've got...
Absolutely. You take it easy.
I will.
And get some rest.
I will.
Chase, you're driving.
It is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird news.
Weird news.
News of the weird.
It's that country in the Middle East that starts with a Y.
Yaman.
No. Yemen, that's the one. A cyclist there was raising money, and here is his journey. He was traveling 69 miles per day to travel from Poo Poo Point in Washington State. You've been there, not to Poo Poo Point, but Washington
State. I've been to Washington State. I have no idea where Poo Poo Point is.
Well, the journey that he started at Poo Poo Point in Washington State. His journey ended at Pee Pee Creek in Ohio. Ruben Lopez of Chicago said his scatological journey began August 18th at Poo Poo Point in Washington State. It took 36 days to arrive at Ohio's PP Creek, a journey of over 2,500 miles. By the way, he is not done. Now that he's finished this initial thing, he is planning to complete a 5,000-mile journey at PP Island, which is in Newfoundland. I mean, I'd like to ask one question of the person that named these geological landmarks.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Pretty much.
I mean, that's even less mature than me. Here's other weird news, not necessarily surprising, though. Binge drinking on the increase since late April. One in six have reported drinking heavily at least one time a week. Additionally, the number of people who drink heavily more than four times a week has risen by 22%. Good news, though, that even though people were drinking more, they were smoking less. That's the thing. I used to go to bars. You smoke? I don't want to be around you. As soon as they have a couple of shots, hey, can I bum a cigarette? All the people that were lecturing me on, don't smoke. I'm there stone cold sober, but they want my cigarettes. Why is that? what is it about alcohol that makes people want to do that? We have our Morning Maroon nominees and things that you can look forward to here in October. Halloween candy, by the way, sales are up 22%.
Well, that's funny.
I don't think all of that's going to get handed out at the door.
No.
Excuse me, I'll reach over for one of these dark chocolate kisses in the sack over
That's
here.
Okay. I was just enjoying some fresh hot tamales.
We have those?
The friend of mine that owns the candy store in downtown Prattville, she brought me a bag the other night when we were playing down at Kudzu and Cotton because they're my favorite, and she gets all of her candy fresh from the factory. So it's not...
I didn't know there was a candy store in downtown Prattville.
There is a candy store at the Heritage Park close to the fountain, and... all kinds, the real Haribo gummy bears, the sweet and sour, you know, like Airhead Twist Loops. I mean, real, and then even old-fashioned candy. She has, like, old ribbon candy, you know, the old-fashioned ribbon candy stuff. I mean, it's just
Do you remember the
awesome?
The little dots that used to come on strips of white wax paper?
Yeah.
There was a place... in a little antique town called Frankfort, south of Chicago, I used to go to when I visited Mom and Dad, and they had all those classic candies. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of stuff. I think you can also find at Cracker Barrel. A lot of sports this month. I didn't even know. This is how far off the radar the NBA has fallen with all their social justice messaging. The finals started last night. I didn't even know. I knew the Lakers. I'd heard the Lakers were in it, but they were playing the Miami Heat. I didn't even know the Miami Heat had a good team this year. Game one was last night. Lakers won. A lot of Heat players got injured, so that'll be out of its misery soon enough. Very few new movies this whole year, but the new Borat sequel hits Amazon Prime on October 23rd. Mark that down.
Yep.
TV shows coming back. SNL this weekend. I think I have a sneak preview of episode number one for this season. Is that here? Yeah, right here.
It's Saturday Night Live, back in the studio with the Not Ready for Coronavirus players, featuring precautions like social distancing, hand sanitizer, and a foot-long cotton swab jammed all the way into the back of your sinus cavity. Plus, there's no live audience, so just like previous seasons, there'll be no laughter. And now, the host of Saturday Night Live. Actually, I can't tell who it is behind that face mask and shield.
All right, Bachelorette comes back on the 13th. Who cares? Amazing Race on the 14th. I tried to get into that years ago. Like, that's been around for a long time.
It has. I actually really enjoyed watching it for a while there.
I remember talking about that on my last Miami morning show, so that's got to be over 15 years. 15 years!
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for keeping me here 15 years, folks. Shark Tank comes back on the 16th. The Voice on the 19th. Big Brother on the 28th. These are all reality shows.
Yeah.
And season two of The Mandalorian on Disney Plus, October 30th.
Wait, Big Brother comes back on the 28th?
Yes. I wonder how they're going to do that.
I want that because Big Brother's currently on the air.
Huh? I'm just reading from the
thing. Yeah, I want to look at that, because I'm a huge Big Brother fan, although this season is crap. What? Are they doing another
Jay's having
one?
Having a panic attack, y'all.
Sounds like it.
I got to figure out what's going on.
Don't get excited.
Yep. I got to look this up.
Do we have to prescribe it?
Well, I'll find out what's going on.
Do we have to prescribe a phone call from Victoria?
No. Well, sure.
well, maybe.
Sure.
He wouldn't mind.
Hey, all. I would like to mention that the Ingram family of stores, last chance for the buyback sales event. This is October 2nd and 3rd, tomorrow and Saturday. And if you're a previous customer at Jack Ingram, you should know that you can get up to $2,020 in trade assistance, plus all factory and financing incentives at Jack Ingram. This, you know, when you buy your first vehicle from any of the Jack Ingram stores, I think you're going to find out that these are the people, whether you change brands of cars or not, that you're going to want to keep coming back to. No payment for 90 days, plus 0% financing and factory incentives. And all you got to do is go, I'll tell you what, just go to jackingram.com and get started there. But you can get some awesome deals, including some 0% opportunities. One thing that they're so good at, they know that most people look at a car payment as part of their monthly budget. So if you've had a car for a couple of years and you're ready to upgrade because there's some new bells and whistles on the vehicle line you're driving, go there and give them a chance to upgrade you without upgrading the size of your payment. They have done it time after time after time. I've been a customer there for 4 years. We have purchased 6 vehicles, and I have yet to make a payment. In fact, one went down. When we got Roz her car, our payment actually went down. So they'll work with you every way they can. Plus, if you have credit issues or you're worried about credit being an issue getting a car, see them. They have over 20 financing options. JackIngram.com. Just pick your favorite type of car and get started today. 8:16.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says that more than 750 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. The total case count is now over 137,000. Health officials say close to 2,400 people have now died from the virus. Governor Kay Ivey has extended the statewide mask mandate until November 8th. State health officials say the mask mandate is helping cut down on the spread of the coronavirus across the state of Alabama. And Troy University named George Beaudry as the new chief of the campus police department. He's a former captain with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Beaudry takes over for former Chief John McCall, who was fired back in June after posting inflammatory Facebook comments about the death of George Floyd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Tonight, Thursday Night Football. The 0-3 Denver Broncos versus the 0-3 New York Jets. One thing's for sure, somebody's going to win. See you tonight on the NFL Network. Losers.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traveling with an update. First, let's start up on Highway 31 at I-65. We've got a moderate crash there. We understand that traffic is really backed up on 31 and moving slowly. They are working the accident right now, but expect delays coming out of Pine Level. In the Montgomery area, we've got an accident on Taylor Road at I-85. This is going to be in the northbound lanes of 85 at Taylor, so watch out there. Buckle up, drive carefully. Light to moderate traffic all over Montgomery. I-65 and 85 busy through downtown Montgomery, but no problems through the interchange. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota has never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
No one likes a messy situation. When dealing with an unruly septic tank, things can get messy quick. Alabama Septic Services offers competitive pricing and high-quality service, as well as rapid response times. Your go-to for residential and commercial septic tank installation, maintenance, and pumping, as well as field line replacement and installation. They also offer commercial services such as car wash cleaning and dirt pit cleaning. Give Jimmy at Alabama Septic Services a call at 334-264-8184.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most?
I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast! I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast. Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast! Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast. Yeah, toast! Ah, toast! When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast. Yeah, toast! Oh, oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant, vous avez? Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie, baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
All right, let's get out the Klieg lights because we have a world premiere exclusively on News Talk 93.1 FM with local star, country goddess, Jessie Lynn, and her new song. Before we play Isn't This the Truth, tell us a little bit about the bank story here.
So the song itself, actually, I co-wrote with Marty Morgan, which is Lori Morgan's brother.
And I know Lori Morgan.
Yes. And Andy Joe Moore. He's out of Kentucky, but a great songwriter. Also an ag junkie, like myself. So he's an agricultural guru and farmer. And when we sat down for this writing session, we wanted to come up with a song that took like a common everyday phrase like "Isn't That the Truth?" and, you know, cleverly twisted into a song that would end up being a great song regardless of what it became. And so we sat down, wrote this song, and when we started playing it live a couple of months ago, everybody just absolutely fell in love with it and said, "That's your next big single." And you'll notice we're in fall now, and the song talks about fall and seasons changing. So what better time to release it than in the fall?
Let's do that, and our listeners are the first to hear this.
They are, and I want to say we probably did a little sneak preview early on when I first came on, but we're officially releasing this as a single October 20th. That's going to be on a Tuesday. It'll be available on all digital platforms and outlets, and if you want to subscribe to our email list on my website, jessielynn.net, you can subscribe there and get all the information on the links and where to go to find it.
Isn't that
the truth?
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
When I talk
before then.
So that was actually recorded with Erlene Mandrell's husband, Pat Holt, on Music Row.
Nashville.
In Nashville. So the guitarist that you hear on there is actually Chris Lucinger. He is Garth Brooks' main studio guitarist and has been for 30-plus years. So all of Garth's signature licks that you hear on the album, that would be Mr. Chris. The bass player is Michael. He actually just received a Grammy award for one of the songs that he recorded on and worked with. And I had two drummers for this entire project, so I don't know if that was David or our other drummer that we had for that one. I can't remember his other name. Anyway, I have it on my list. But so we had a good time in the studio and had a good time cutting all of this.
This has great potential. I can still hear the hooks playing in my head.
Well, that's a good thing. That's what we want.
It's a very good thing, because that's exactly what you want, something that people don't, you know, can get it in the first couple of times they hear it.
Right.
That's what you're fighting against as a performer.
Well, and what's great about it is I actually pitched this in a pitch-to-publisher session with Warner, and the feedback that we received on this particular song was phenomenal. And, you know, I asked, do I need to pitch or publish on my own? And she said, if I were you, she said, you're an artist of your own. I suggest that you put it out and record it, because it's your song, if that makes sense. She's like, it's you. It's you 100%. And she said, nobody's going to be able to interpret that as well as you are. And they've got a couple of things that they're looking at on our catalog. So, you know, hey, it's where you start.
There's the potential is certainly there for that particular song, too. I hope all the planets line up so you get the breaks that you need to get in front of the right people. And timing couldn't be better. You're right. I mean, you know the lyrics, but they're perfect for this time of the year.
Like, yay.
We're at 8:30 tomorrow. We're going to double up on the Duncan and Son Predictathon again. We're going to do both games. And once again, you'll have a chance to win a $100 voucher that you can redeem at any of the three Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire locations. Could be used for service, repair, or your favorite brand of tires. Wholesale priced, always a price that includes professional installation. And whether you choose one of those locations or you win a prize and want to redeem it, you get the same great customer service. In other words, how can we accommodate you? How can we make it work so that your car can get the work it needs done and you can continue with your life? Just let them know. Order it up at all three Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire locations, serving all the Pratt and the Millbrook from Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison. Of course, you could drop your car off there on a beautiful day like today and walk over to Wing Fingers, grab some lunch. And on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, 8:30.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes won't limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design.
Visit DuvallsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duvall's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DuvallsLandscapes.com.
Okay, places, y'all.
Last Sunday, millions of viewers tuned in to the all-new return of Fox Animation Domination.
I love it!
And Sunday,
yes,
it's another night of new episodes.
2 weeks in a row. This is very good for us.
Catch The Simpsons.
Ay, caramba.
Bless the Hearts. Bob's Burgers.
Yes!
And Family Guy.
Terrific.
Because when it comes to all-new comedies, who wouldn't want more?
I want more. I just don't want to do anything to earn it.
Sunday only on Fox.
Sunday on Fox 20.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
There's a pandemic that's sweeping the nation. Politicia disgustia vomitosa ad nauseum. This terrible disease is affecting anyone who watches campaign commercials. Politicia disgustia vomitosa ad nauseum. Symptoms include yawning, rolling eyes, switching channels, fast-forwarding, and even depression. If you're suffering from politicia disgustia vomitosa ad nauseum, now there's help. Try whiskey. Take one shot when you see your first commercial. Then take another and another. Pretty soon, you won't care what's on TV. You may even pass out. Either way, whiskey will help you with politicia disgustia vomitosa ad nauseum.
I'm totally wasted, and I approve this message.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Become kind of a thing because I'm in a very diverse neighborhood and I really don't know who's for what, and I don't even have to mention who's on the sign, but every day I go by it and I feel good that nobody's messed with it.
Well, that's good.
That kind of stuff, there's just no place for that.
Of course, here in Alabama, you're likely to get shot if you trespass on somebody's property or try to steal stuff.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, true too.
So
my favorite is the guy who tried to tinkle on the sign.
Electrocuted.
Yeah, that does.
Wired sign.
Gotta believe that is a very unpleasant experience. We gave away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, and I'm happy to report that Jay Scott has menu options at Seafood Bistro that will work for him in his quest for growing and continued health and prosperity in the new year.
Well, you saw the meal I had yesterday. Which was just a salad with some grilled fish on it.
Mm-hmm.
And today I've got grilled fish with some rice. I can have that. And I can have that at the Seafood Bistro because they have their options for some of these platters. Like the gator, the mahi-mahi, the salmon, the tilapia, the whitefish. Those can all be grilled. There's probably some ways that they can do grilled with some of these other things as well. You know, if you go in and... Chef Paul... If
you
give a
thing. You got to give me a chance. Our good friend.
Chef Paul. He is always around the restaurant. And he will come up to your table, see how you're doing, talk to you, And, you know, if he comes up there when you put in your order, tell him what you want to do. Tell him maybe that you're on a really strict diet of whatever it may be. I mean, they cook this stuff to order. It's not something that they unfreeze and heat up just to serve you. It's all cooked fresh there daily. Find the full menu online at theseafoodbistro.com. Go by and visit 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can go inside and dine in. You can also park in one of the spots there. They'll come out, take your order right there. Or you can do the delivery aspect. You can do that from their website, theseafoodbistro.com, or the delivery apps that are on your phone. They open up today at 11 a.m. Call them at 279-7500. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
I am glad that I don't have a child currently in school, because I don't understand the whole Common Core thing and 10 is your friend. We did, you know, you guys have always said it. You're impressed with how quickly I can determine an age just through my head.
Mm-hmm.
Because I learned all those silly tables years ago, and that works for me. But the stuff that kids bring home now, 45-year-old guy had a heart attack last month. So stressed out trying to help his third grader with math homework that he had a heart attack, emergency surgery, and is now recovering.
Hmm.
That's not good.
That's not good, no.
When third grade...
When letters start equaling numbers, there's a problem.
This is why I'm very good at basic math, fractions, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in eighth grade, they came to us at Adlai Stevenson Elementary School, which is named for one of the great pseudo-intellectuals of all time. And if you did well enough in this math test in your eighth grade year, you could go to our nearby high school first thing in the morning and take algebra and get a high school credit before you actually started.
Mm-hmm.
And I aced this math test. So this algebra thing's got to be a breeze, right? It's just got a funny name. I get there, and I'm seeing letters and numbers, and it...
Confused the heck out of you.
I never got it. I was never able, even with help. What am I going to use this for?
Yeah. Give me physics, chemistry, calculus, and trigonometry all day, which ironically have aspects of it of algebra. Give me algebra by itself? Absolutely not. Can't do it.
My sister is a physicist and has an IQ of 183, and she took math courses. I thought trigonometry was like the end of the chain.
Mm-hmm.
There's stuff beyond that.
There's stuff way on.
My sister never, from kindergarten through graduate school, got less than an 8 in any semester in any grade.
Crazy.
Nancy.
Hi.
Hi.
How are we all this morning?
We're doing good. How about yourself?
Fair to middling, I reckon.
Well, that's good, and we're all above the ground, so that's doing a good thing, right?
There you are. I wanted to give a thumbs up for one of y'all's sponsors.
Okay.
Dan Black.
Yes.
All right.
We had some VCR tapes of shows that we did on a television show up in Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
and you couldn't watch it because you didn't have the VCR, so... We took it over to him. I think we had about 30 or 40 something tapes, and he put them on CD.
DVDs?
DVDs.
Yeah, DVDs.
Yeah.
And we watched them, and we got to laugh again and see what the shows were about and see some of the people that we had, and so it was great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And they were very nice, and they did a great job, and it didn't take them long at all. It was less than a week that we got them back, and
wow.
So I was really pleased.
I'm so
and
glad
also,
that you chose them. Thank you.
Yes. Do you remember my grandson, Dalton?
Yes.
Well, Dalton's about to turn 16, would you believe?
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I remember Dalton.
Wow.
Yes. I have talked to him several times about coming up to see you just so y'all could see him now. And,
because
he was, what, 10
yeah,
or so, 8 or so? I don't know exactly how old he was back then. But
Wow.
So to put it in perspective, I was 15 10 years ago.
Sticker shock.
Exactly.
Well, Nancy, thanks for choosing Dan Black. I'm glad that worked out for you. And by the way, since you brought it up, You've got to get your camcorder videos to Dan Black by November 1st if you're planning on entertaining friends around holiday time with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad.
Yeah, that would be great.
And do, if Dalton can't come by, tell him we said hello and we remember him, okay?
Well, he's doing this homeschooling, you know, virtual schooling or whatever they call it now. So he's pretty much has whatever time he needs to do whatever he needs to do. He does his schoolwork, and then he's got the rest of the day. So maybe one morning we'll drop by and see you guys.
And I say hello. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank you,
Nancy.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
842.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of very nice days will continue for an extended period of time. Today, we actually warm back up briefly into the low 80s before the second cold front of the week arrives by late afternoon. So tonight, clear, pleasantly cool, overnight low temperature 54. Tomorrow, just about perfect. Nice breeze, sunshine, low humidity, high in the low 70s. Then clear Friday night, jacket weather, overnight low temperature in the upper 40s by first thing Saturday morning. And the weekend, picture postcard perfect, with highs in the 70s, sunshine, lows in the 50s for the first weekend in October. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic authorities are still working a moderate crash on Highway 31 and I-65. There are delays on both sides of I-65 up on Highway 31. Just use caution there. Watch out for boots on the ground until they can get that cleared. Around the Montgomery area, light to mostly moderate traffic. Our heaviest spot right now is Northeast Boulevard between Wetumpka Highway and Ware's Ferry. Still got a good bit of congestion on the East Boulevard from I-85 down to Vaughn Road. I-65 and 85 busy through the interchange, and Atlanta Highway and Madison very busy into downtown. Everything for fall is at Festival Plaza. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody.
And got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones, running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month with no contracts and a contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
You like your burger medium well, your peanut butter crunchy, and your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why UnitedHealthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362-8715. That's 1-800-362-8715 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Morning, sunshine.
You know what's crazy about this time of year? Everything is pumpkin spice.
Today, it is National Pumpkin Spice Day.
My day just got a whole lot better.
What do you think? Pumpkin spice, please.
Pumpkin spice latte.
A pumpkin.
A pumpkin? Now to spice it up.
Just smell for the pumpkin spice latte.
Happy National Pumpkin Spice Day.
It's showtime.
Hey, it's also National Hair Day, so Joe, start your sniffer.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
You gotta keep that on a hot kink.
Guess what? Day. That's exactly where it is. Page
oh,
eight.
Man.
Page Greg.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
That's what he said to that military audience that was sitting there.
Yeah, but I love it for any reason.
Yeah, it's going to get a lot of use. However, like when I'm talking to you guys and nobody's listening, that way I can just hit that hotkey.
Did he say something, Jay?
Yeah.
848, let's get in another similar type of creature. We call him Jean Cadet, the great American Ayatollah.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got the right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present, for your consideration, our Morning Maroon nominees. Good. Hey, you'll never guess what state we're starting in, kids.
Florida.
30-year-old guy named Justin Garcia, and he lives in what I believe, because I've been there, is the most boring place in the whole state, Lehigh Acres. Many years ago, somebody I was dating had an aunt that lived in Lehigh Acres, and he had to travel across Alligator Alley to get to this place.
Way fun.
Oh. It was just... Anyway, he lives there. He and his cousin were at his house Sunday, and they got into an argument about which is better, whole milk or almond milk.
Almond milk.
Almond milk.
Yes,
almond milk.
The argument over which milk was better got so out of control.
I mean, look, whole milk is better.
Justin stabbed his cousin with a 3-inch pocket knife and is now facing charges for felony aggravated battery.
What brings you to that point?
You're going to face felony charges. Make it over something that's Hey, our next nominee, guy in Oregon, 56-year-old Gregory Daly, doing shame to my name. He owns a health food store there that sells supplements and organic fruits and vegetables. But what we just found out is that he was also selling crystal meth. His store was raided by the FBI and DEA, and he was arrested on federal meth, dithrobithin, and pethethan charges. Anytime you have the word with TH, that happens to me.
It really, yes.
Our final nominee, a 41-year-old lawyer. That's critical to the story. 41-year-old lawyer in the United Kingdom went to court to argue that his parents need to keep supporting him. Took his mom and dad at age 41. He took his mom and dad to court to argue. A judge should rule they should continue to support him. The judge said, you have absolutely no case. Dismissed. So who's the dumbest of the dumb here?
I kind of go back with the stabbing over
the
argument of milk is actually kind of dumb to begin with.
Yeah,
the fact that you pulled a knife out.
Or whole, I mean,
look, whole milk is the is God's nectar.
It is.
It's just.
I totally agree. It is absolutely the greatest single food.
I am lactose intolerant, and now of course I am. I can't drink the stuff anyway. Almond milk is good. It's not bad, especially if you have to drink it. But whole milk is the king.
Nothing's better than a quick swig from the jug, man, especially when it's ice cold. Let's give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
You know what he's guilty of? Imbecilement.
Clap for that, you.
Oh, man.
Didn't waste any time, did I? Hey, as things age, they settle. Even your body is a little bit shorter than it was a few years ago. Maybe you measure it in micro numbers, but as it settles, it also develops cracks. I'm talking about your roof. So all it takes is a good heavy thunderstorm and a driving wind to create a situation that looks like your roof needs to be replaced, but in fact, it's just water that got in. And Jones Brothers is the company to call for diagnosis and repair, including resealing the area and repainting the area where the leak made that hideous stain. They've got experts that do that. You got to trust these folks. They've been around for almost 80 years, and nobody stays in any business that long in a town our size without having a reputation for integrity and doing things the honest way. They do replacement windows and doors, and of course, when you need a new roof every 30 to 35 years, these are the folks to call because they guarantee their set. To the extent, if you browse their portfolio at jbroof.com, you'll see roofs they completely redid to make sure they left behind a satisfied customer. JBRoof.com, 1-800-264-8009 for Baker Creel and the gang at Jones Brothers Roofing.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6400. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your latest market report for 2020. We continue to have historic low interest rates in the River Region for mortgages. We have also sold over 800 more houses in our area so far than in all of 2019. Houses are selling faster, with over 26% of homes selling in the first 30 days. Houses are selling at approximately 97.4% of the listed price. If you're thinking of selling your home, right now is a great time. Houses do need to be priced right, and that's where professional realtors come in. Zillow can't see your home, and they certainly can't price your home. The Goodson Group agents are the best trained agents in our area and will do a great job representing buyer clients or seller clients. If you want results, go to the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or call my cell phone at 221-2883.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Hey, Dad, it smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Today is National Hair Day.
Hair!
He's big, he's hairy, he's sometimes smelly.
everybody, just please watch the hair. Watch the hair!
Just watch the hair.
Today's National Hair Day.
You know, I work on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
You know, since National Hair Day, I have to salute Deborah, my stylist at Elegant Styles. And the place where I go to get the best shampoo on the planet, one that Jesse, I'm sure, is familiar with, Mane and Tail.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yeah.
I just like saying
it. I know. It's a good roll off the tongue, Jesse.
It does. Yeah.
It became a thing, and my daughter was an equestrian, so for 10 years, we were at the Spungo Ranch down there in Davie, Florida, cowboy country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I learned, it was around 1990, that Mane and Tail shampoo was being used by people.
And it is the best shampoo and conditioner, if I may add.
And body wash.
Well, for maybe guys, yeah, I guess.
Well, yeah.
I mean, me personally, I still like my personal shower gel, but I'm a woman, so we have to.
I stood a little on the counter the other day and had to rush down and get a haircut.
Well, there you go.
With my busy life, I like to, it's that one big glob. You rub it in, and man, you're done. That's it.
Do everything. Like all purpose.
And you
I
can
like
get
that.
The gallon size jug at Proper Farm Center. What else?
I had a guy come in, Greg. I think it was yesterday. He said, does Greg really shop here? I said, yeah. I mean, he don't come every day, but he gets his shampoo here and gardening stuff, other things. He said, well, I just kind of wondered because he said he'd come by there. I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all have a big listenership, People tell us, your listeners are very loyal to say that they hear us on your show.
We love them.
When we were at Hunter's Night Out, people would come up and introduce me of, oh, I'm so-and-so that calls into the show. Yeah. And I still probably don't know their actual names. I know them by their call-in name.
Call.
Yeah, so it's call. Like, oh, that's awesome, And it was amazing at how many people.
I so appreciate that.
My call sign is Randy.
They're loyal to us. They're loyal to the people that keep us on the radio.
Well, Randy, tell us what you got going on out there at Prattville Farm Center. I know we've got an event going on next weekend. Am I correct?
Yeah. We're going to have us a dog poking. Going to have a rabies clinic.
All right.
Yeah. And we do it differently. We do everything differently. We're doing this drive-through style.
Mm-hmm.
And that has nothing to do with COVID, okay?
Right.
We have done this many times before.
I was
it's
there when
the
you
way
here,
our
remember?
Parking lot allows us to do it, and the veterinarians like it. You don't have to get out of your vehicle and try to